poll, 5 in 9 likely U.S. voters oppose free health care for illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 28, 2019. About 5 in 9 likely U.S. voters oppose proving free health care to illegal aliens that American taxpayers pay for, a poll this month finds. A Rasmussen Report survey this month asked 1,000 likely U.S. voters their opinions on the sanctuary state of California's latest law that provides full health care benefits to low-income illegal aliens who are under the age of 26 years old. About 55%, or 5 in 9, likely U.S. voters overall said they opposed providing even the lowest-income illegal aliens with taxpayer-funded health care in their state. Only about 31% of likely voters said they supported the giant subsidy program. Nearly 7 in 10 likely voters 40 to 64 years old said they opposed taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens in their state, while almost 8 in 10 Republican voters said they too opposed such a plan. Even with Democrat likely voters, more than 3 in 10 said they opposed giving taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens, and less than half said they supported the plan. Among swing voters, about 6 in 10, or 60%, said they opposed providing taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens. And middle-class Americans are the most likely to say they oppose offering free health care benefits to illegal aliens. In total, about 56% of likely voters earning between $30,000 to $50,000 say they oppose taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens. Likewise, 62% of likely voters earning $50,000 to $100,000 say they oppose taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens. The poll shows the gap between the country's electorate and 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates, the majority of whom have vowed to offer free health care to illegal aliens that is paid for by American taxpayers. As Breitbart News has estimated, providing free health care to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens could cost American taxpayers up to $660 billion every 10 years. Already, Americans are forced to subsidize nearly $20 billion a year in medical and health care costs for illegal aliens. Democrat candidates who have endorsed the plan include Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, former Vice President Joe Biden, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, author Marianne Williamson, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, and Governor John Hickenlooper, DCO. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart, Texas. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.